on the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that are happening there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all of this took place." In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter into glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and said, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the word of the Lord.
Right, by the way, I meant to say that the concourse is open and the service is being beamed through to a TV out there. So if we love the noise and the chaos of the children, but if you would prefer to be through there with them, then that's a space that you can use if that's helpful. So anyway, we're going to have a think about these words from the Bible together. And let me introduce you to myself, actually, because my name is Cleopas. Put your hands up if you have a friend called Cleopas. No, I didn't think so. There aren't many names called Cleopas, but the reading that we've just had tells my story. And I thought I would tell you what happened on the most amazing day of my whole life. But I have to say, when it started, I was definitely feeling a bit like this. Can anyone think, what, I'm a follower of Jesus, why might I be feeling a bit like this? Any ideas? Yes, Annabelle. That's right. Jesus had just died on the cross, feeling very sad and confused about that. And anyway, a few days after that, about 3 days later, I had to go on a journey to a place called Emmaus. Now, have a look down at that reading. And you'll see in that first verse there, on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Did anyone pick up how far away this place was from Jerusalem? Yeah. Mabel? 7 miles. Now, has anyone walked 7 miles before? Goodness me, 7 miles. is quite a long way. I think if you're going to go on a 7-mile journey, you're going to have to pack some things, aren't you? So what do you think we need to pack for a 7-mile journey? Yeah, Gabby, some water. Here we go. I've got some water here for my long journey. Mabel, some food. Good idea. Here we are. Here is my packed lunch for the journey. And a packed tea for later on as well. By the way, do you like the lunchbox?
Yeah.
Isn't this great? It actually changes into a unicorn. There we go. Emily asked me that I demonstrate that to everyone. And anything else you think I might need if it rains a little bit? Yeah. Yes, over there. A rain jacket. So here we are. I just packed the rain jacket for this long 7-mile journey. And anything else? Oh, what happens if it gets a bit too sunny? Okay, I better bring this. In fact, I might just put a bit of this on now. There we go. Bit of sun to stop you getting too sunburned. Maybe a sun hat as well. And oh, do you think these are going to be any good for a 7-mile walk? Don't think so. I think we're going to have to put on some decent walking sandals. Now, don't let anyone ever tell you that there's anything wrong with socks and sandals. Okay, they are a great combination and they make sandals much comfier. Okay, just a tip from your minister there. That's not in the Bible, but nonetheless. Okay, so I've got some walking sandals on. You know what, it's a hot climate, so I might just roll these up a little bit as well. And I think we are nearly ready to go on this journey. Now, let me just put this here, so just remind you how I'm feeling on this journey. I wonder if that would work. It may or may not work, but there we go. Is that the right way around? Is that better? That way, there we go, okay. Right, I think we're ready for our journey. Now, so, we headed off. It was a 7-mile journey all the way to this town of Metz. And there we were talking, and we were talking, and we were walking, and we were walking, and we were feeling really sad because of everything that had just happened. And then, just a little way into the journey, somebody started walking along with us.
I'm Jesus, but he doesn't realize it yet.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what he asked us. He said, what are you talking about? And we said, don't you know what's been going on? Everybody knows what's been going on, how Jesus had just been crucified. And you know what? We explained to him as we walked along how we were feeling very, very disappointed because we had thought Jesus was the king. And we thought he was God's special king. He was going to save us all. And then he ended up being killed on a cross. And so we thought, well, you can't be the saving king if you die on a cross. So we felt very disappointed. Hands up, by the way, if you've ever felt really disappointed in life. Oh, well, that's how we were feeling, really disappointed. But it was more than that. As we walked along, we were also explained to this stranger that we were feeling very confused. And the reason we were feeling confused is because just earlier in the day, we had some friends of ours, some ladies, had told us they had gone to the tomb. And can anyone remember what did they find when they went to the tomb? What did they find? Yeah, JoJo. They found an angel. And what didn't they find? Yeah, Emily. They didn't find Jesus. So we were feeling very disappointed and very confused. So we explained this to this stranger walking along. But then, after we explained, he did something really amazing. This is what he said to us.
How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter into glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
I tell you, it was absolutely amazing. This man, do you know what he did? He went through the whole Bible, right from the start, the Old Testament as we call it, And he explained to us how God's King, the Messiah, always had to suffer and die on a cross. He showed us in the Bible that he had to die on the cross to save us from our sins. And then he showed us later in the Bible how this Messiah, if we trust in him, we can have all our sins forgiven. And how God was going to bring this Messiah back to life again. So we were walking along and he explained all of this to us from the Bible. And we found it absolutely amazing. And it made us think, maybe Jesus dying on the cross was not such a big disaster. Maybe it was actually part of God's plan. And maybe what the women said about the tomb being empty, maybe Jesus really was alive. But do you know what it made us think most of all? Who is this guy? Who is this guy who's walking along? He seems to know all this stuff. Anyway, we finally got to Emmaus. And so this guy said, well, you know, I'm going to keep going. We said, don't go anywhere. We want you to stick around with us for some food. So we got out the packed lunch. And do you know what happened? This is what happened. He just broke the bread, and as soon as he did that, it was like our eyes were opened, and we realized it was
Jesus.
It was Jesus, and then he just disappeared. Now, I did tell you, it was the most amazing day of my life. Do you know what we did next? We had just walked 7 miles all the way to Emmaus. What do you think we did next? We went 7 miles all the way back to Jerusalem. But this time, we were feeling pretty happy. In fact, we were feeling incredibly happy, if you can see that. And we ran all the way back to Jerusalem because we thought, wow, if Jesus really is alive, we've got to tell everyone. So that's what we did. We got back to Jerusalem and we told everyone what we had just seen. And when we got there, you'll never guess what had happened over there as well. Jesus had appeared to them as well. What an amazing day. But what does it all mean for us? That's what we're going to finish our time thinking about. And this is where you need your little feet. Have you managed to keep hold of your little feet, young people? Because there were two things that Jesus really wanted those disciples to know on that journey to Emmaus. Okay, and the first is that Jesus something through life with us. Now, I'm going to read a verse from the Bible we just had, and I'm going to see if anyone can tell me what the gap is. Okay, I'm going to read verse 15. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. So Jesus something through life with us. Any guesses as to what that word is? Yeah, Cedric. Yes, Jesus walks through life with us. Now, Jesus had been dead, but now he was really alive, so alive that he actually walked alongside those two disciples, so alive that he talked with them and broke bread and ate with them. When they were feeling disappointed and confused and sad, Jesus walked along with them. Now, I know that they actually saw Jesus, but do you know what? For any follower of Jesus, because he's alive, Jesus promises to do the same thing for us. He promises to walk through life with us. He's always with us, especially when we feel perhaps a bit disappointed and a bit sad and like things aren't really going the way they're meant to. Jesus walks through life with him, and we know his love in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes, like those disciples, we might not realize that he's there. Okay, they didn't see it to start with, did they? But he's always with us. Okay, he always walks through life with us, whatever we're going through, because he's not a dead savior, he's alive. How wonderful is that? That's the first thing. Here is the second thing that he wanted them to know. This is your second foot. Has everyone got their second foot to hand? Okay, and it says this, we get to know Jesus in the... Now, I wonder, can anyone guess what goes in that gap? Did someone say it? Yes, was that Thomas up there? In the Bible, well done. Now, I want us to notice something really strange about this walk that Jesus went on with these disciples. The really strange thing is that when Jesus first walked along the road with them, what's the slightly strange thing that he didn't do right at the start? What didn't he do right at the start? Maybe. He didn't say, hi, I'm Jesus. That would have been easier, wouldn't it? They would have been a bit less confused. Instead, what did he do? Can anyone remember? What is the thing that he did instead? It involved this book here. Yeah, maybe, yeah. That's right. He went through all the scriptures from Moses and the prophets, explaining everything that was written about him there. And do you know why Jesus did that? The reason he did that is because although they saw him in the flesh, soon Jesus would be returning to heaven. And for every other disciple after that point, they wouldn't see Jesus with their own eyes. And so Jesus needed them to realize that everything they needed to know about Jesus was right here in the Bible. And so on that long journey, that's what he showed them. He showed them how everything we need to know about Jesus is right here in the scriptures, in the Bible, so that we can know Jesus better and better ourselves. So Jesus walks through life with us, and he does that as we get to know him better and better in the pages of the wonderful Bible that he has given to us. So, here's the thing. This is wonderful news. We don't need to be sad or confused. Instead, we can be full of joy because Jesus really is alive. And that means he really does walk through life with us. And we can get to know him better and better as we get to know our Bibles better and better as well. I wonder, how could you make sure you get to know Jesus a bit better in the Bible? Maybe you could ask your mums and dads to read you a bit of the Bible every day so that you can walk with Jesus day by day yourself as well. And we're going to finish now with a really simple prayer. And the prayer is going to go like this. I'm going to give you some actions for it as well. It goes, Jesus, will you walk through life with me? Okay, Jesus, will you walk through life with me? Okay, and we're going to finish this time together praying that prayer. And if we're a little child and we've never really asked Jesus into our hearts, you could do that as well. If we're a grown-up, and actually we've never asked Jesus to walk through life with us, it's a simple prayer, but Jesus will answer that in your heart as well. So let's finish then with this prayer. Do you remember it? Jesus, will you walk through life with me? Jesus, will you walk through life with me? Okay, let's pray. Jesus, will you walk through life with me? Amen. Amen. Well, folks, what we're going to do now, if this is at all possible, is actually have a moment of quiet, just 2 minutes or so. And what I'd encourage you to do is chat, perhaps within your little family group, either have a moment of quiet reflection or chat with your children about the one thing from today that you would love to remember and go through next week with. Okay, so have a little chat with the people around you. What's the one thing you want to remember from today and take into your next week? And then we'll come back together then.